The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Disney Deciphered, a podcast helping you save money, time, and stress as you plan your Disney vacation. Happy New Year, everyone. It's a new year, so Leslie and I are looking ahead to all the things that we're excited about Disney-wise for 2021. We'd love to hear what you're excited about. Contact us, DisneyDeciphered@gmail.com, at WWDeciphered on Twitter, or on our Facebook page, Disney Deciphered. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can subscribe to our Patreon and receive bonus content at patreon.com/DisneyDeciphered, or make a one-time donation there. Find all episodes of this podcast at DisneyDeciphered.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or anywhere you find podcasts. And if you're ready to plan a trip for 2021, you can contact me at josephchung@travelmation.net, and I'd be happy to plan your vacation as your travel agent at no cost to you. Thanks, and enjoy the show. Hi, I'm Joe from As the Joe Flies.
And I'm Leslie from Trips with Tykes.
Welcome back to Disney Deciphered. So happy new year, everybody. It is a brand new year. So we thought we would kick off the year by talking about what are the things that we are looking forward to Disney-wise in 2021. And this is not just theme park-wise, you know, it's the beginning of the year and there's a lot to look forward to. So we just thought we would just take a look at all the things that we are looking forward to. So Leslie and I, as always, have picked three each, and then we have one that we share in common that we will save until the end. So ready to kick off 2021, Leslie?
Yes. Happy New Year. And we're actually recording this on New Year's Day. And I don't know about you, but so far 2021 feels just like 2020.
Yes, it does not feel very different so far, but We are here to be hopeful. So let's look forward to 2021. So why don't you kick us off, Leslie? What's the first thing that you are looking forward to Disney-wise in 2021?
So I'm going to stay in my usual Disney lane because, you know, that's what you expect, Joe. But I, of course, am looking forward to Disneyland reopening. And it is going to be this year. When this year, of course, is the big question. You know, will it be spring, summer, fall? We don't know. Lots of variables, but I am very confident that it will be in 2021. I just miss having my home park available and, you know, still don't feel great about the possibility of flying all the way across the country, especially with my whole family to go to Disney World. It's just not really within reach for us right now. And, you know, Disneyland is much more within reach. We can hop in the car, we can drive down there, and I'm ready to go, you know, once, of course, we get through this surge. I mean, of course, as we're recording it, LA and Southern California are the epicenter, you know, worldwide just about of the epidemic. So it's sad times for SoCal right now, but I'm hopeful. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to Disneyland opening as well. I think it's pretty exciting. You know, what do you think? Do you think when they reopen, like, they will open Avengers Campus in quick succession from when they reopen? Or do you think just because they're going to try to limit crowds, like Avengers Campus might take a little bit longer, or even, I don't know, 2022?
Yeah, it's hard. It's a catch-22 because by opening Avengers Campus, that gives them more capacity. And California Adventure is really wonky without that section open. I mean, you lose a lot of the pass-throughs and you make other pathways much more crowded because it's kind of right smack dab in the middle and it's where people would be crossing through to get to different sections of the park. So I think a lot will, of course, depend on timing, and I'm sure they will have some sort of a capacity restriction for Avengers Campus, maybe like what they did with the virtual queue to get into Star Wars Galaxy's Edge with what they first did when Disneyland opened. I don't know. They're going to have to be creative there for a day. Yeah.
I think if they do something like that, it will last longer than a day this time. I'm just a hunch.
Yeah, I think so. But I think think it probably will reopen pretty soon after the parks themselves. And of course, they just announced the Snow White's Enchanted Wish is ready to go. That's the retheming of Snow White's Scary Adventure. So I'm sure they're doing lots of other tweaks and improvements. And, you know, a lot of it was done for Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the crowd flow things that they had worked on for so many months and years leading up to that opening. But I'm hopeful that there are going to be a lot of additions when the parks do open. Unfortunately, a lot of damage done to the greater Disneyland community in the meantime.
Indeed. You know, I wonder with Avengers Campus, conceivably they could just have it open so people could walk through just to kind of serve as like a release valve, but not have that attraction ready yet. What's the first one attraction going to be? Was it going to be the Spider-Man one?
Yeah. It sounds like it's ready because I think some people have ridden on it, at least in test flights.
I'm saying like a Ratatouille situation where it's ready, but they're not opening it.
Yeah. Well, and they did, you know, when they opened Buena Vista Street, they did open just a little section to allow people to go in and check out a snack cart that was like right there past the entrance. So yeah, it's space. Space is important.
Nothing tastes better than Avengers themed popcorn. That's for sure.
That's right. All right, Joe, well, tell us your first pick. What are you looking forward to in the Disney universe in 2021?
All right. Well, you started in theme parks, so I will start in theme parks as well. Again, staying in my lane, but I am looking forward to fireworks and nighttime spectaculars coming back. I do think they will come back before the end of 2021, maybe not at full capacity, but if you've been paying attention online, they have rolled in the new Harmonious barges into World Showcase. So Harmonious, for those of you who don't know, is going to be the new nighttime spectacular at Epcot. So those gigantic and frankly, maybe too big barges are already in the lake. So I think Harmonious might be the first nighttime spectacular to come back just because Epcot can space out so much better. But I do think, you know, we've already seen the Christmas wrapping in Magic Kingdom and stuff like that. So I do think we will start seeing nighttime spectaculars come back, at least in some way, shape or form. And I'm really looking forward to those coming back.
Yeah, I think you're right. Those will be making a gradual return. I mean, those will come first before masks go away, I would say for sure. And, you know, I mean, it is a tough line to walk because, you know, as they're increasing the capacity of the park and bringing in more guests, then that makes things more crowded for something like a Harmonious. So it's going to be interesting to see how Disney threads that needle.
Yeah, Disney has definitely been tending more towards going back to normal, which personally, and we'll probably do a Disney Deciphered Unfiltered about this for our patrons at some point, it feels like a little bit too fast. Like we saw Flight of Passage, they're not separating people between seats anymore. And, you know, they put up the pretty perfunctory plexiglass in Millennium Falcon's Smuggler's Run. So Disney has definitely been increasing capacity. So you're right. They're going to have to figure out how to thread that needle. And, you know, I don't want to criticize them for something that hasn't happened yet, but it does seem like they're leaning more towards ramping up quickly. So hopefully when they bring the nighttime shows back, they do it in a way that still can limit those crowds around the hub.
For sure. So to be continued. So if you have to make a prediction, Joe, when do you think we'll see one of these first ones coming back?
I would be happy to see Harmonious come in, say, the summer, but I would not be surprised if it came a little bit earlier than that, like maybe in April, like right after the spring break rush, so that it's not like at the most crowded time. You know, summer is nowadays at Disney World not that crowded anymore, especially because people, you know, I do not think for those of you who are hoping that the mask requirement goes away in 2021, I just don't think that's something that I could predict will happen. Like, I feel like those are going to be the last thing to go. So because of that, summer is going to be a lower time. So I think, you know, Disney can like happily open some of these nighttime spectaculars back up in the summer because there's just going to be less people there. But if they can't wait until summer, then right after spring break, right after Easter might be a good time for them to open as well.
All right. Good prediction. You're on the record now. Just had to make sure that happened.
Well, you're not going to make a prediction. You're just going to let me hang out there. Fine. Thank you.
I've been on the record with so many predictions. I'm sure they're all wrong at this point. Like, I don't even remember now because we predicted so much this past
remember,
year that
we'll
did
never
not come true.
Never forget, Disneyland will open before Disney World.
I do remember that one. Yes. I do remember that one.
I won't let you forget it.
So wrong on that one. So wrong on that one. But anyway, well, I'll piggyback off of your selection, Joe, because my number two is kind of related. One of the things I'm looking forward to in 2021 is the Epcot improvements. And of course, Harmonious will be one of those. But, you know, Epcot has been just construction walls and mess and very little going on other than food festivals for this entire past year. I mean, we saw it start when we were last there together in October of 2019. Yikes, it's been that long. It's been more than a year. I know there have been, you know, additions that have been happening slowly, and some, of course, are not going to come to fruition, sadly, because of the economic circumstances. But some of the walls are down now in front of Spaceship Earth, and they have a new entrance, and there are going to be more things that are coming down this year. Of course, Remy's Ratatouille Adventure is going to be opening, and we'll probably get Harmonious at some point. Space 220 is going to open at some point now, like more than a year later than we thought it was going to open. So there's a lot coming, and it will be coming in drips and drabs this year. And our favorite park is going to be revived once again. And, you know, it won't be done in 2021. Let's be clear about that, right?
Yeah, definitely looking forward to Epcot. I do think that Epcot has been a bit of a hidden gem lately. I don't know if you saw, but there were people who hung out. Again, we're recording on New Year's Day. So last night on New Year's Eve, did you see all those people who hung out in the hub at Magic Kingdom just to like count down till midnight, and they just did their own countdown?
No, I was asleep. Well, maybe not, because it was 3 hours.
Well, I only saw the pictures this morning. Yeah, first of all, why are you sleeping at 9 p.m.? Come on, same time. But no, I saw the pictures this morning. But like, so people like hung out in the hub and counted down. And so in my mind, I was like, oh man, Disney World must have been crazy last night on New Year's Eve. However, I logged into my travel agent Facebook group this morning, and one of my fellow travel agents was at Epcot, and at 6 p.m. she took a picture, and like there was not a soul in sight. And she said like everything was like a walk-on and Epcot was dead. And I think that's one of the great things about Epcot. Even when it's crowded, it's just so big. It just soaks up so many more people. So once these walls come down and once these new things open, you know, it's just going to get even better. So I totally feel you that Epcot is a very exciting place to be in 2021.
All right, well, maybe we'll get to go there to our favorite park together later this year. Fingers crossed.
Indeed.
Maybe before 2 years have passed from October 19, yes. October of 2019 to October of 2021.
Yes, yes. And shout out to CBC Travels on Twitter. They also said they're looking forward to Space 220, which poor Space 220 was supposed to open, what, like February of 2020? Actually, it was supposed to open earlier than that. And, you know, it's gotten delayed so many times. One day we will be floating in outer space. And eating. Piggybacking off the Epcot thing, you know, overall, I am just excited for whatever Disney is going to end up doing for their 50th anniversary. 2021 is the 50th anniversary of Disney World. And obviously, they were originally planning to do it really big. And like a lot of these attractions were supposed to be ready and online by then. You know, that's not necessarily going to happen. But I still think that Disney is going to come up with some really clever and exciting ways to celebrate the 50th anniversary. You know, I saw some news come out that Disney was saying that they're like really going to focus on celebrating the cast members for the 50th anniversary. And so I'm not sure what they're going to do. And I'm kind of excited to hear and find out what they're going to do. But I think it's going to be a great celebration and, you know, really excited to hear what they're planning to do for the 50th anniversary. What do you think they're going to do?
Good question. I mean, the big question, the threshold one, is when will it start and how long will it go? Because I think a lot of people were thinking,
oh, it's going until 2023 for sure. For sure.
I mean, because, you know, the thinking was it would kick off, I'm sure, like this spring in advance of, you know, several months in advance of the actual anniversary and then go. Yeah, I mean, these anniversaries always are at least a year and a half, if not more. Yeah, so I think it'll be great. I mean, I am disappointed that a lot of things that were going to be ready for it obviously will not be ready for it. And then some things will be canceled. But I still think that the parks are going to be amazing. And I mean, this is a huge anniversary. You can't skip over it. I mean, we missed Disneyland's anniversary this past summer. So I really don't want to miss Disney World's. And I hope it's a great celebration.
And I really do hope that they make good on what they're saying, that like cast members are going to be at the heart of the celebration. Because really, these cast members, they've been working ever since Disney reopened and stuff like that. And I think they definitely deserve to be honored and to be appreciated by Disney. So I'm excited to see what they mean by saying cast members are going to be at the heart of the celebration.
Same. That nobody deserves it more in the Disney universe, because this has been, you know, a rough year. It's been hard enough being peripherally tied to it, but I can't imagine what these cast members have been through, even if they're still gainfully employed. I mean, they've lost so many of their compatriots. So, and they're doing so much for guests right now.
All right. So what's your third thing that you're looking forward to in 2021, Disney-wise?
All right, so moving away from the parks, I am just really excited about everything coming to Disney Plus and all the content. It was like drinking from a fire hose a couple of weeks ago when Disney was making all the announcements, you know, Star Wars, Marvel, like random franchises from the 80s and 90s that are making comebacks. I mean, there's going to be so much coming to Disney Plus. And of course, let's be honest, we've all kind of enjoyed sitting on our couch watching Disney content, right? You know, this year, even though it's not what we wanted to do all of the time, it is what we want to do some of the time. So I'm excited that Disney has, you know, invested in that side of the business, because it's going to mean some great stuff for us to watch in the coming years. And, you know, I couldn't keep up with all of it. I did listen to the Disney Hacks podcast that our friends, Sean and Greg, put out, that I know, I think you edit it, right, Joe? I don't even know. I can't keep track of you
anymore.
That's
right. Yep. I am the producer. Yep.
So anyway, I did listen to that episode, and they had a great, great coverage of everything that was coming out. So give them a listen if you want to do a deeper dive.
Yeah, definitely. That was a great episode. They talked about a lot of stuff that I had not even realized. Very exciting. Kind of along those lines, I looked at your list. You did not see my list before, but I looked at yours, and you know, we wanted to make sure we didn't overlap. I don't think this is overlap, because what I had down was specifically, I'm really excited for what's coming Disney entertainment wise in the Marvel universe this year. You know, because of all these delays, there's going to actually be 4 Marvel Cinematic Universe movies this year. So there's going to be Black Widow, which I was really excited for, but of course got canceled by the pandemic. Then there's going to be Shang-Chi, which, you know, first Asian Marvel superhero. So obviously I'm very geeked for that. Then there's going to be the Eternals. And then finally Spider-Man 3, which is looking to be like crazy because they're bringing back all the old Spider-Men and women, I think. So, you know, it's going to be pretty nuts. So there's going to be 4 theatrical, quote unquote, releases. We'll see how that ends up going. But I'm pretty excited with what they're doing with Marvel. And then on top of all that, you know, the Disney Plus stuff they're bringing to Marvel, like this WandaVision show just looks so bizarre and so high concept that I'm really looking forward to seeing with what they're going to do. So yeah, I am pretty excited for what Disney is going to be bringing Marvel wise this year. And, you know, if they do open Avengers Campus, you know, I'm excited to see how they end up like tying that stuff in. I know it takes a few years for those things to filter in, but I just feel like everything is really exciting for Marvel right now. And it's almost like after Endgame, we kind of needed maybe a little bit of a break from Marvel, but I'm ready to get going again. So that's the third thing that I'm looking forward to. All right. So Leslie, what is our 7th and final thing we're looking forward to in 2021? And, you know, I know you speak for the both of us, so take it away.
All right, Joe, you and I, we're looking forward to getting back to a Disney destination. You know, Disney World, Disneyland, Aulani, something, Disney Cruise Line. We're looking forward to going
maybe
back.
Maybe not Disney Cruise Line yet for maybe not, the two of maybe us not. Particularly, but...
We do have a cruise book this summer still. So yeah, we'll see what happens with that.
Yes, but as your travel agent, I know that you also have another vacation booked for that same week. So
very true. You're giving away all my secrets. But yeah, we're looking forward to getting back to the parks. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting back to Walt Disney World. It's been a very long time. I don't think I've had a gap this long in Walt Disney World since like I was in college and law school. So this has been a really long gap in my life and I miss it. And, you know, I miss seeing you, Joe. It'd be a great chance for a reunion, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the last place we saw each other was in North Carolina, of all places. But it would be great to be back in the parks together. And yeah, I'm just really missing the parks. I think the earliest, realistically, I can see myself going to Disney World is in April. And crossing my fingers, maybe I'll even be vaccinated by then, which would really up the probability of my being able to go then. But I have a trip booked in April. I have a trip booked in August, you know, hoping, you know, some of these trips happen. But I'm really missing the parks, really getting a lot of FOMO. Even with the crowds increasing and stuff like that, you know, I still feel that draw to go back. And so, you know, 2021, my wife asked me what my New Year's resolution was this year. And I said, I'm going to go to Disney World. So saying it out loud.
How was that received?
I don't know. We were walking and she kind of just walked away. So I don't know. yeah. But anyway, joking is, I mean, I really did say that. But, you know, I think that is one of the things that is high on my list of priorities of things to do in 2021. Crossing my fingers that this vaccination rollout starts going a little better, because I think I will be in phase two as a teacher and stuff like that. So, you know, hopefully I can get that and then I'll feel even better about going to Disney World. And, you know, I was like seriously debating planning a trip to Disneyland in 2020 and finally getting back there. And, you know, if I could get to Disneyland in 2021, that would just be the icing on top of the cake. That would be amazing.
I'll meet you at Oogie Boogie Bash, October.
That's not going to be open.
It better be. Don't jinx it, Joe. Don't
okay.
jinx it.
Okay. It seems like it's a lot of interaction, you know, but I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to think too hard about it. So, all right. Well, on that note.
Wait, no. One last piece of positive news. Okay. Leslie, I do think that this People Mover is going to reopen sometime this month or next. So very excited about the People Mover reopening. That's what my life has come down to.
We'll take what we can get, you know, small blessings.
Definitely.
All right, Joe. Well, now that we're completely off the rails, why don't you give us a Disney do or don't?
All right. So my Disney do is, you know, it's the beginning of the year, and I think do look forward to 2021 and look forward to what we're going to be able to do. I think it's time to look at things positively. The new year is always a time to be positive, but we are choosing to be positive and be excited about what we're going to be able to do Disney-wise, even if we don't get to the parks when we want to get to them. Like we said, there's lots of exciting Disney stuff coming along the road, whether it be entertainment-wise or otherwise. And, you know, Disney is doing a great job, not only with the content, but with stuff like the sing-along, or like, you know, they had that really nice Christmas celebration that they had in the parks. It is a new year. It's going to be great. So my Disney do is just do have a positive outlook and get ready for a great 2021. Let's just do it.
All right, I'm on board.
All right. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Those are the things we're excited about Disney-wise. Next week, we are going to take a look at some of the specific things that are planned and announced to come to Disney World in 2021. So look forward to that. If there are any things that you are looking forward to Disney-wise, please let us know, DisneyDeciphered@gmail.com, at WDWDeciphered on Twitter, or on our Facebook page, Disney Deciphered. Other than that, Leslie, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me, and I'll see you at Oogie Boogie Bash. Let's do it.
Thanks, Joe.